Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is a Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here on the local scene here from Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, my flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And I was reaching for something here, so I was kind of trying to get that and steer my course here, too. But anyway, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. I'll be back on Parler when they come back online. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And here he is, hour number two, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I want to start out with Joe Biden, number 46, as we like to call him, who's unveiled his agenda for the first 100 days in the White House, and his list includes an initiative aimed at nothing less than the destruction of the U.S. firearms industry. Now, this is what would happen if Biden succeeds in his pledge to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. Now, what's that act, Kyle?
Well, basically what the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act does is it provides a shield, basically, that protects firearms manufacturers and firearms dealers for being liable if people use their products to commit a crime, basically.
Right. And gun control activists in and outside the government hope to rewrite that principle when it came to the makers and sellers of firearms, because back in the 80s and 90s, a coordinated series of lawsuits against the gun industry sought to hold these businesses responsible for their criminal acts and that were committed by third parties with the firearms. Now, this hasn't been able to happen yet. They've tried it before. I don't think they're going to be able to do it now. The gun lobby is very powerful. And 34 states, Kyle, 34 states have already passed laws to block these lawsuits in their own courts. So it can't be done at the state level in 34 states.
Well, exactly right. I mean, and, you know, not trying to be flip here or anything, but can you sue Ford if somebody uses their vehicle as a getaway car? This...
I know people that have done it.
Yes, well, this is the mentality that's there. Obviously, as you mentioned, they're actually going against this in a very strong way.
Yeah, And, again, we'll see what happens, but I'm not too concerned about this. They have tried. What we're hearing, folks, is all this stuff that we're hearing right now, H.R. 1, when I mentioned that a few minutes ago, which we'll talk about here in a few minutes again, probably bottom of the hour, as well as some of this other stuff. This is all stuff, Kyle, that they've tried over and over and over and over again and gone nowhere with.
Well, right, but we also remember that, and it's gone nowhere for good reason, but mm-hmm. we also remember that the Democrats love nothing more than to fight a war of attrition, and that's what they do. Does it take 10 years? Well, maybe it takes 20 years, but they keep coming.
Now, little Dr. Fauci, little old Dr. Fauci, I'm not feeling sorry at all for him anymore. They can pick on him all they want. He's raking in a whopping $417,600 a year for what he's doing. It's the highest salary of any individual employee in the U.S. government, short of the President of the United States.
Exactly. And you know what, Captain? A little levity here. He totally qualifies for Joe Biden's tax increase. He's making more than $400,000 a year.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. He's there. They should charge him 90%.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But it is really something. Can you imagine that how people must feel to find out that he's the taxpayers are paying him that much money?
Yeah, and then just for good measure, little Dr. Fauci out there decided to change his face mask thing again yesterday. He said, well, you know, it would be much better if you wore two face masks and not one, because that'll protect you twice as good as having the one mask. Okay, what are we doing now? We got stock in a mask company?
And guess what? Wait about a week or 2 weeks, and he'll change it again. It'll go back to one mask, that's okay, or maybe it's three masks. You just don't know with Fauci, who maybe because of his inflated salary, we can just call him the Grand Fauci from now on.
The Grand Fauci?
The Grand Fauci.
I think we need to get him a crown or something.
Right. Yeah, but it's inconsistent. And in all seriousness, people don't know what to believe from Dr. Fauci. I mean, he's held up as this amazing source and so forth by the news media in general, but it's been very inconsistent, and people, again, they really want to know what they need to do, but it always is changing in this way.
Yeah, give a shout-out to Wally in the chat room. I just saw that he hollered in there and said hello, so hello to Wally. Now, Republican U.S. Senator Rob Portman from Ohio said that he will not seek re-election when his term expires in 2022. Now, this is Ohio. He said that it's got a lot harder to break through the partisan gridlock and make any progress on anything going on. We'll talk about a couple of names that surfaced. One of them you know, one of them you don't. And one of them you don't want. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Tell you what, check your windshield today. If it's chipped or cracked, you'll find out there's gold in that fire windshield of yours, at least $100 worth of gold, because if you give it an inspection and it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van you're driving. Here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota to Daytona Beach and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office to process your insurance claim. Now, you get a premium quality windshield, a great warranty, too, and $100 drop right in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain. Give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America, and tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, not to be denied, always on key. All right, and I'm sure everybody in the chat room loved that because we got Cousin Vinny that did that that parody one night for us.
I know. I'd love that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of good.
Well, let's talk about a little bit of something here. You want when in doubt, just let China speak out, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Chinese state media has now stoked concerns about Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, which has been working pretty good from most of what I can hear, and they're spreading rumors about its effectiveness. That, well, maybe it's not quite as good as it is. Well, gee. Somebody just did that to Moderna, and Moderna is slowing things down a little bit.
Well, right, yeah. This whole idea of how effective these vaccines are going to be is really paramount. But we also are hearing There's another variant, evidently, that, that's emerging, and they're saying,
showed
well,
showed up in Minnesota.
That's right. That's right. First confirmed case. And so, but again, they're thinking that, at least saying that some of these vaccines are still going to be somewhat effective. So, but there still remains to be seen.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is when we mentioned everything that's going on here, Donald Trump, of course, God love him, he popularized the campaign slogan, Make America Great Again, or MAGA, hashtag MAGA, M-A-G-A, which propelled him to win the 2016 election. Well, as much as the Democrats are trying to do whatever, and as much as the progressives are in there, too, saying, well, we got all these MAGA people with the MAGA hats, and they got a brain, they got to de-brain them, deprogram them. Well, the phase has morphed into an entire movement, folks, which many political pundits say will strengthen even without President Trump in the White House. I happen to agree. Now, if it's something Trump pledged, what happened in the good, it is something that Trump pledged, rather, in his goodbye speech when he left ahead of President Joe Biden's inauguration, and now we know he's opened an office of the former president of the United States, and he's going to be traveling around the country. You're going to start to see some of these rallies again. Watch and see.
Yeah, I do think that we will see something like that, but there will also be a lot of pushback because it will be, quote-unquote, a Trump rally. So watch for the mainstream
media. A super
media.
Spreader, and we'll have to have the National Guard there and all that, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, they will play it up as the biggest theater that they could possibly do, yeah.
Well, let me just point out to the little goody-two-shoes out there the great example in three blue cities, Seattle, Tacoma, and Portland. Once again, more uncontrollable violence after Joe Biden offered his immigration plan. Why? Because these people don't give a rat's ass about the immigration plan or anything else that Biden's doing. They want reparations. They want the black people's concerns to be addressed first. They want the things that they want addressed first, and they're going to continue to do what they're doing until Biden does it. And it's not expected to end anytime soon because Biden isn't going to do what they want them to do.
Well, right. And this, again, as much as we're hearing about splits in the GOP and all these kinds of things.
This is a big time split over on the other side.
Exactly. That's where the real story has been all along. It's the Bernie Sanders saying, you know, we're going to push Joe pretty hard and this kind of thing. AOC and the squad, we're going to primary people. This is essentially what they're going to end up doing, basically. But again, it's not one big happy family in terms of the Democrats. And Joe Biden is caught in the middle, and the Antifa people, they don't care who's in the White House. Quite frankly, they're going to continue to do what they do. So, unfortunately, over the summertime, the Democrats threw in with the riots going on in the streets on all kinds of American cities because they thought it helped them, and now this is a really bad time.
I'm chuckling to myself because I thought you were going to say the Democrats. Because that's what Jeff says. But anyway, I got a question here from Ken. Captain, do you and Kyle think that Chief Justice Roberts, who's not going to preside over the Trump impeachment, delegitimizes this event? Well, of course it does.
Yeah, I think ultimately it does. I think that ultimately impeaching past presidents is not constitutional. I know you've impeached, or they've impeached other government officials, but again, it just seems to me that on its face, the impeachment is there against a president. Otherwise, here's the thing. If you get the majority in the House and the Senate, well, then you can just go impeach Obama. Let's just have a trial about Fast and Furious or any past president. It becomes what the Democrats have done. They have cheapened it. A very important thing. They cheapened it into something that is merely now a political weapon if you have the majorities.
Now, you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
The DOJ Inspector General has announced that he will be investigating whether or not officials tried to overturn the 2020 election. Now, my question is, investigating who? This is the DOJ Attorney General. Is it just the Department of Justice? Is it the FBI, which is in the Department of Justice?
Well, that's a good question.
Is it judges that are within the department? Who is it?
Well, of course, the idea is that tried to overturn it means, of course, the idea of asking a question or asking for an audit.
Or inaction when they could have acted?
Exactly. Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
By the way, think we got a little insider trading going on here. Nancy Pelosi's husband is an investor, and he's also a developer, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He took $1 million of his money and sunk it into Tesla stock because he believes that Tesla will flourish under a Biden administration with all these electric cars that are going to be sold.
Yeah, maybe they're banking on the idea that there'll be a lot of quote-unquote investment or taxation, taxpayer money to go in and make.
Okay, now let's say he has some insider trading about, let's just put it this way. The government, the post office, who buys a lot of vehicles, is now going to buy electronic vehicles for the post office.
Right.
Suppose he's got insider information on that, and that actually is going to happen.
Well, then again, it'll be this wonderful windfall.
If it were you or me doing this, we would be under the jail.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Now, my point in talking about this is something that has to change. Members of Congress, whether they're in the House, whether they're in the Senate, can benefit from the insider information that they receive.
Exactly right.
And anyone in their family can benefit, too.
Exactly right. And that does seem to be a pretty big gulf between government officials and the rest of the American people in terms of being able to capitalize on information.
And we're going to finish off this half-hour segment here with Twitter. Twitter has unveiled something called Bird Watch. It's a community-driven approach to combat misleading information. They're going after the QAnon people. They're going after the conservative people. Anybody that posts an article that doesn't go along with the mainstream media, they're going after them. And the whole purpose of this is to get them off Twitter.
Well, sure. Yeah, I think it's anybody can put a tag or something or some kind of a note or something onto your tweet that gives some their point of view on it or something like that. So there
now,
you go. Yeah, I think it's doing exactly what you said.
Yeah, now the difference between you and me is I post a news story from Fox or from Salem or from NBC. And by the way, it's funny if they're going to tag you and say, well, this might not be provable. This might not, if it's an NBC news story, then I really have to laugh.
Right.
I've had that happen a couple times.
Yeah, well, again, but then it's this idea of the it's almost like creating a little Twitter police force or something like that.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about it.
Yeah, and again, it's there to, not facilitate, I don't think, discussion about things.
Yeah, and folks, according to number 46, the impeachment trial has to happen, but he doesn't think that the Senate will convict Donald Trump. Well, I don't either. As a matter of fact, it might not even get to the point to where it gets to trial. They may have enough votes to shut the thing down altogether. We'll see. But in the meantime, we'll be back. And when we come back, we're going to tell you again about H.R. 1. This is a serious bill. It's the first one that Congress is putting out there, Nancy Pelosi. It's her showcase bill, and it is very dangerous to America. You need to hear this and act accordingly. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan DeRocky. House Democrats have delivered an article of impeachment to the Senate, beginning the process of a trial for former President Trump on a charge of incitement of insurrection. Senators will be sworn in as jurors Tuesday, with the trial beginning the week of February 8th, something Senator Tom Cotton maintains is unconstitutional. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the Senate has many other priorities to deal with.
I don't think this trial, though, is within the Senate's constitutional authority. The impeachment power is designed to convict and remove office holders from office. The Constitution explicitly says it applies to the president, the vice president, and civil officers. Now, Donald Trump is none of those. He is a private citizen, and I think most Americans are going to think by the middle of February it's very strange that the Senate is spending its time trying to convict and remove from office a man who left office almost a month ago. There are many other pressing priorities on which we could be focused.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Before we go any further, I want to give a special shout-out to Alfred. Alfred is a tanker yanker up there in Syracuse, New York, and he says, yeah, you're right, it's snowing up here. And he works for an oil and gas company up there. He runs down to New York City and Syracuse back and forth, runs the thruway every night. So he's out there listening to us right now, and I didn't say where he's listening to us at, but he is from Syracuse. So hello there to Alfred. Hope you're doing well. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Farrah and Farrah. And if you need an attorney, if you've been hurt or something's happened to you, either on the job, off the job, or an accident, or whatever the deal is, listen up. The injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farrahandfarrah.com. Now, Farrah & Farrah also has a phone number, which is available 24/7. As a matter of fact, you can call them right now, if you would like to, right now, at 877-245-6707. Run what you got by them, see what they have to say, and they'll tell you whether or not you have a case or not, or certainly give you a sense of direction on which to go. So that's 877-245-6707. Now, you spell Farah and Farah, F-A-R-A-H, F-A-R-A-H, farahandfarah.com. That number again, 877-245-6707. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we never did finish our conversation about Senator Portman, who is Rob Portman, who is retiring, not going to run after 2022. And I said that there were a couple of people, actually three, but one of them you don't want in there. So we'll start with the two ones that probably the best candidate, in my opinion, if he wanted to run for Senate, would be Jim Jordan.
Well, that's right. Yeah, he's an eight-term congressman. Of course, everybody's familiar with Jim Jordan. So he might take that opportunity to run. Now, this will come up, of course, in 2022.
Yep.
That's also an important date, Captain, of course, because isn't that we have the Georgia senator would have to run again then as well.
Yeah, and I would love to see Jim Jordan get in the Senate. I think he'd be a great addition to the Senate. I love his fire, his passion that he brings to the political scene. And by the way, he's going to be one of the lead people defenders of the president in the Senate if this goes to trial.
Yes, exactly right. And I'm sure he'd be ready for that. The other, of course, is Mike DeWine, right?
Yeah, and he's the current governor, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
But he's kind of iffy, but he could do it if he wanted to, because that'd be the next logical thing, because he'll be term limited out at that time, I think.
I believe so, yeah.
But the third one, who sits there in the shadows, who you don't want no way in hell, Ohio, John Kasich.
That's right. Well, yeah, something tells me he will want to at least.
I will guarantee you he will explore the possibility, simply because he was a popular Ohio governor. That was the only state that he carried in the primaries. He never came close in any of the other ones, and he might consider that to be his opportunity. And if he gets into the Senate, you've got a junior version of Mitt Romney.
Exactly right. I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you'd have. And, boy, you don't want that, because I just can't possibly see that happening. But then again, what do I know? All right. Now, I want to talk about H.R. 1. This is so important, folks. Nancy Pelosi has put out the For the People Act, the foundation for America, her priority for 2021, H.R. number one. That's H.R. number one, House Resolution number one. It's not a bill yet. But For the People Act, it's the foundation, ladies and gentlemen, for the democratic control of government for years and years to come. It's otherwise known as the Gag Act. That's what some people are calling it, because it gags people. It stops them from having any opportunity, and it gives Nancy Pelosi and her henchmen total control of our entire election system at the federal level, and they're going to backdoor us in the following manner. Here it goes. Number one, seizing control of every state's election system, mandating expanded vote by mail, changing election day from one day to 2 weeks to give left-wing activists plenty of time to bus voters to the polls, and removing any and all voter ID requirements, which means no voter ID is required to vote. No signature verification is required to send in a mail-in ballot, and you can basically do whatever you need to do, and that's it.
Yeah, this is really, really scary stuff. They also wanted Captain to take away the ability, basically, to purge voters off of the voter rolls if they have inconsistencies or if there are disparities involved in that. So, again, it would just be a complete, total, chaotic free-for-all. And I might add, too, that calling it the For the People Act is analogous to the Clean Water Act. You know, things that
yeah,
really
but it's
are.
Analogous to For the People, as in Chinese people, the People's Army.
Right.
That's what I thought of. Okay, well, here's number two. Forcing the states to adopt the Swamp controlled redistricting commissions that will promptly start drawing congressional Republicans out of office. As you know, folks, most of you, after failing to flip any state legislatures in 2020, media elites are fretting over what's going to happen. This year, the Democrats are facing a redistricting disaster. If they can get this thing through this year, as has been mentioned in the New Yorker magazine, it will thwart the will of the voters, the way that you voted. It will ensure that Speaker Pelosi holds on to power in 2022, no matter what, and further on into the future. Now, what will happen is instead of Texas picking up some seats, instead of Florida picking up some seats, they will remain in the blue states where they're losing them.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And again, this whole thing, Captain, it stems from the idea that the Democrats really can't sell or make you buy or make you want to buy what they're selling, but they sure can make you buy it if they redistrict, if they get these kinds of things passed.
Well, just two things that Joe Biden has done in the last few days, signing on to the Paris Climate Agreement and stopping the Keystone XL pipeline, has guaranteed everybody that they'll have to pay more money at the pumps. Gasoline, there's no doubt in my mind, is going back up to $3, $3.50 a gallon, maybe even higher. Remember what it was under Barack Obama?
Yes, as a matter of fact, yeah. And you know, Captain, the United Nations actually released what they call their emissions gap report, and this is from a Forbes article. They're saying that the United States actually doesn't have to do anything different than what it's doing right now to cut its emissions. So the Paris Climate Accords are really just irrelevant to the progress that the United States is already making, according to the United Nations.
Yeah, well, they want those electric cars in there, which is why Pelosi's husband put $1 million into Tesla.
Yep.
All right, well, finally, greasing the palms of the Washington, D.C. statehood movement is the third thing, by putting Congress on record in favor of all the reasons aforementioned. The Democrats would be handed two more U.S. Senate seats, two more congressional seats, just from Washington, D.C. becoming a state. However, that would start the measure moving, because, as you well know, it takes a constitutional amendment to adopt Washington, D.C. in as a state, because it's not a territory of the United States.
Right. Well, and again, it's just that the Democrats are always sort of working. They've always got some angle going. While most people are trying to earn a living and live their lives and raise their kids and do all the normal things that people do, you've got the Democrat Party elite literally scheming about what's their next power grab going to look like. And I think people, well, they're getting very wise to it.
Yeah.
And it's good that we're talking about H.R. 1.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, this is H.R. 1. H.R. number one, it's being slangfully referred to as the gag act, but it is the For the People Act. You need to get a hold of your congressman right now, today, and say, do not vote for H.R. 1. If we see you voted for H.R. 1, we will vote you out of office. Put the fear of God in them. They got to understand, this is serious stuff. This is not a good bill. Not at all. Kyle, hang on. Folks, when we come back, the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report will be in the mix here. We'll see what's going on again and see where that storm's at. It's moving. Definitely moving across to the east. So don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. We appreciate everybody there for standing on that wall and doing what we can't do. And boy, we sure admire you for doing what you do. Keep up the great work, and we definitely will be in your corner here on this program. All right, now, coming up, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Make sure you pull on in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain, and I told you, you get a free cup of coffee if you went wheeling in there and said, hey man, I was listening to your ad on the Captain's America Third Watch, and he was talking about getting a free cup of coffee if I came in here. Is that true? And yep, you'll get your cup of coffee. But in the meantime, join the Drivers Club and find out all the benefits you can get. All right, here we go. We're going to rock again. That down because that thing just decided to skip a little bit, did a little freezing up on me. But I'll tell you what, Kyle, that brings back some memories right there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh, yes, man, yes. Some kind of wonderful. That's two back-to-back. Hey, we did pretty good tonight with that stuff.
I think so.
All right, well, let's get over here to the weather because I'm telling you, folks, I got to tell you about this bad weather that's out there, and I can't put it any other way. I'm going to read the statement. I'm going to give it to Kyle real quick, and then we'll be back to tell you about what's going on over from Nebraska East. Now, we've got multiple winter storms impacting much of the U.S. with winter weather the next few days. One storm is producing heavy snow from the Midwest into the Great Lakes into the Northeast. If you're on I-80, I-90, I-76, boy, you're going to have a real adventure going, say, over to Boston from Omaha. Okay, it's going to be a real adventure. Now, also, a wintry mix in the Middle Atlantic. There's something moving up from down below there. Another cold system will move through the Four Corners region with heavy mountain snow. And a major winter storm is now coming into California with excessive rain in the lower part. Heavy mountain snow. Kyle, take it away.
That's right, Captain. We've got a lot of mountain snow here in Southern California, and, of course, we've got snow in many of the different western states throughout Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and, of course, Arizona. That new storm system is coming through the west now, going to hit California here in about the next day or so, bringing a lot of rain with the potential for real mud, real terrible mudslides, we understand. So, of course, as we're out along the different highways tonight, we're looking at winter weather advisories all throughout California, winter storm warning all throughout Arizona. This, of course, Tucson, Phoenix area, all throughout the southern part of Utah, heading up about as north as Provo or so. Of course, winter weather advisory in Idaho, Idaho Falls. Be careful on near Boise on I-84. 4th of July pass, icy patches are there right now, we understand from the reports. And up in Montana, this is notable, they're in single digits tonight, Captain. They've got 9 degrees in Bozeman, 8 degrees in Great Falls, 8 degrees in Butte. It's very, very cold, maybe snow coming in by the weekend or so.
Now, also, we'll take the cold weather over into the northern part of North Dakota, pretty much north of I-94 up there. You've got single-digit temperatures there. Same thing for the northwest corner of Minnesota. Now, here we go with the snow. I-80 all the way across, starting about halfway across Nebraska tonight. Winter storm warning takes me through Omaha, through Des Moines, in through Chicago,
You got snow all the way across 80 and 90, running on into Ohio and then over into Pennsylvania. 76 Pennsylvania Turnpike, snow all the way to Philly. Snow 80 and 90, 80 to New York City, the Jersey section there, the higher elevations, and 90 all the way to Boston, Massachusetts tonight. So that's what's there. Michigan, halfway up Michigan, snow, 94. You're definitely going to have it there. I-65, you'll pick it up just north of Indy, headed north, and there'll be plenty of it because this is a major snowstorm that's moving across. And then down around, let's see, the northeastern corner of West Virginia and through that little central section just over the line in Pennsylvania, you are going to have a bunch of snow there. Winter storm warning. We're talking snow measuring feet. We do have some rain down below West Virginia where the temperature is a little warmer, but it won't be for long. You've got fog out there in the western part of Kentucky tonight, also the southern part of Indiana, and through the south central part of Illinois. Fog there. Fog in Memphis. Fog over to Little Rock now. That's changed. Fog up 95 from Santee to Fayetteville, North Carolina. You've got severe thunderstorms moving across the south right now. Be advised, if you're in the Atlanta area, north and west of Atlanta, a thunderstorm line is coming north. It's been moving all night long, and it's just now starting to get out of Alabama, but it was going up through Birmingham and that away. Heavy fog, Pensacola, all the way across to New Orleans, and then patchy fog down from Houston on down south. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him. And we will jump right into the mix here with Denise Simon from Where are you? There you are. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is are you familiar with the H.R. 1, the congressional bill that
very familiar.
I'm telling you, this is a bad deal if it passes.
It's not. At the beginning of Pelosi's reign, not this time, but the last time she was the speaker, at the beginning of the Trump administration, she introduced, gosh, I have to go back and look at it, but I think there was H.R. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Right.
And each one had a different mission, a different agenda. And when the DNC crafted its platform, it was designed in cadence with her HR agenda. So, yeah. And it's under the guise of We the People.
It's For the People Act. It's called For the People Act.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's not.
Nope.
It's for the Democrats. It's not for the independents or the libertarians or the Republicans or the conservatives.
And what it does to voting is unbelievable from what the feds can do at the voting level in terms of registration and dates for voting and this, that, and the other. It really screws things up.
Well, you can't verify signatures and whatnot.
Nope.
But
nothing.
The truth of the matter is it's not legislation that is passed.
Mm-hmm.
But it is operations that have already happened at the state level.
That's
right. How many of them didn't verify signatures?
Those six states that we talked about, all that, they were in there. All those, yep.
How many states did ballot harvesting? Mm,
those same states. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, hold that thought.
It's already happened.
Yep, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right after we take this top of the hour news break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, look that up. Get a hold of your congressman and woman and tell them, don't vote for this or we're voting you out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.